So in the early part of the year, whether we do New Year's resolutions or not, but there's something kind of within us from time to time that we like to have do-overs. We like to kind of see how we can become a little bit better, and it might just be saying, well, I'm not going to eat as much junk as I ate around the holidays time or things like that. But I think that there's something about the beginning of a year that makes us kind of look at what our values are, the things that we hold as most important. One of the things, though, that I don't think comes to the top or maybe even make our list at all, though, is taking a look at the gifts that God has given us. As you heard in the introduction to Mass today, there's something about this Iowa humble in us, maybe, that we kind of always pass off things that people say to us, oh, I'm not that good, or so-and-so is better than I. And so I think what's under that sometimes is that people think, well, if I own that, then somebody might ask something of me, so I'm just going to pretend that I can't or I'm not very good. And of course, that's not how the scriptures work at all. And I think that this reading from Paul to the Corinthians today is a great one for us to have really on a regular basis to remind ourselves about a great fact, and that's the fact that 100% of us are gifted. There is no human being who is giftless. Okay, we all have gifts. Now, each one of our packages is very, very different. Okay, so that particular combination of things is not the same. If they were all the same, we'd be pretty boring people. But everyone has been given a particular set of gifts and talents. And those particular sets of gifts and talents have a purpose. Paul tells us in the letter to the Corinthians, to each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. That means that it needs to be used for something or someone. God never says to us, now here are these gifts, now you just kind of sock them away and keep them safe. At the final day, God isn't going to say to us, did you hide everything that I gave you? He's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? What did you do with what I gave you? Paul goes on by giving several examples of spiritual gifts. But he says, but one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. And so all of us have been gifted. And really, no matter what our age or what our status in life, those gifts are to be used all the time. They may be very different. Maybe you're a great listener. Maybe you're somebody who is not an idea person. You're kind of more of a behind-the-scene, kind of a get-it-done kind of a person. But we all have things that we're good at. I think about when I left for college and went to school to study music. And I think that when I left college, I thought I was a pretty big deal musically. And I went to a school that there were 8 music majors. And the competition was ferocious. And we were supposed to practice, keyboard majors were supposed to practice 4 to 5 hours a day. Well, the building that we had was really an old mansion, and none of the rooms were soundproof. So I would wait until 9 o'clock at night to go practice because I didn't want anybody to hear me. How stupid is that? And one of the things that I learned at the end of college and as I went on after that was there'd be a lot of times when I'd be in a group of people, some would be very, very good musicians, but it irked me that people would ask them to, oh, sing something or play something, and they wouldn't do it. Oh, no, this kind of false humility. And I remember it occurring to me one day, you know, that doesn't give God any glory at all. And so I made up my mind that no matter where I was, if somebody asked me to play, I would play, even if there were people who were 1,000 times better than I was. In fact, I remember several years ago being at dinner at someone's home in Dubuque, and the conductor of a very, very famous orchestra was there, and the people had a nice grand piano to learn. And they said, well, Father John, why don't you play something? And I thought, sure. So I did. Here's this conductor sitting 3 feet from me. But the idea of it is that you use what you have. It's not about this rating system about being better or worse than somebody else, but it's what do you do with what you have. I may have shared the story with you before about a women's retreat that was an American Martyrs retreat house in Cedar Falls, and the director, they were using this scripture reading, and the director said to the women. Now, I'll give you an hour, and you go back to your room and pray. And I want you to, in your prayer, ask God to reveal to you three gifts that you think God has given you. And then when you come back at the end of the hour, we're going to sit in a circle. We want you all to share one of them. So all those holy women went back to their rooms and said their prayers and came back and sat in this circle. And so they're going around, and each person is sharing one of their gifts. And they got to this one woman, and she was utterly silent, had her head down. And so the retreat director says, let's call her Beulah. Well, Beulah, what about you? She didn't say anything. And finally she said, I went back to my room and thought about what you asked me to do. And I got so sick, I threw up in the sink. She said, I don't have any gifts. Now, I don't know what kind of a family she had, but there were problems. If she was married, I don't know what kind of a marriage she had, but there were problems. I don't know what kind of people she hung around with, but there were problems. How sad that somebody goes through life and not think that they have anything to offer. Now, the hint for this comes to us from this great gospel today about the wedding feast in Cana. So you have to understand that these Jewish weddings were not something that went from the end of the ceremony till midnight, okay? These went on for quite a while. And I've always been intrigued about this little exchange with Jesus and Mary. And so they're at this big party, and they run out of wine, and Mary says, they ran out of wine. And then Jesus says to his mother, the Blessed Mother, woman, how does your concern affect me? And I think if I would have talked to my mom that way, she would have whopped me upside of the head. My hour has not yet come. But the most important thing is what happens after that, huh? His mother, she didn't argue with him. She turned around and said to the help, do whatever he tells you. What great advice for us in the new part of the new year. We think about and listen to Jesus, and Mary gives us the advice, do whatever he tells you. Now, the significant part of this is this. For most of us, the gifts and talents that we have are always surfaced by somebody else. Has somebody ever said to you, you know, you're really good at this. You should think about X, Y, and Z. Most of the time, we don't just wake up someday and say, gosh, I'm really good at this. No, it's somebody else who surfaces that, who exposes our gifts, and then calls them to be used. Not only are people doing that to us, but also you and I are called to do that for others. Parents do that to kids. Now, I remember growing up in a house where one of the things we heard a lot was, can't you do anything right? I'm sure you've never said that. But what it is helping us, though, instead to understand, you know, I think you're really good at that. You should work on that a little bit more. It's not that our gifts come to us fully developed either. And so it's a process of becoming better and better over a period of time. But usually it takes somebody else to surface those gifts. I'm pretty sure that Jesus never said to us, now you take good care of those gifts, but keep them to yourself. No, our gifts to us are given for some benefit. They're always given for use for others, for others. And so that's why the things that Christians concern themselves about service to the poor and service in their church and their parish, those aren't just kind of extras. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be able to use the gifts and talents that you have. I remember the first work day we had here at St. Mark's. And I had some of the guys from this parish say, oh, nobody's ever going to come to that. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know how many of you remember. We had over 200 people show up for that first work day. And I'd said, you know, bring the kids. We'll give them something to do. Well, there was like, I don't know, 25 linoleum lizards who were saying, Father, what can I do? What can I do? And I thought, this was really smart. So they did the kneelers and stuff. And in the back, there used to be a big board with a bunch of eye hooks in it where banners and stuff were hanging. We were going to reorganize that. And this little girl walked in and she said, I don't have anything to do. So the Holy Spirit was working overtime. So I went and got this big board. It was 8 foot long and it had, I don't know, 20 eye hooks in it about like this. And I said, can you unscrew these? I said, try it. So she sat there, probably took her 45 minutes, and she unscrewed each one of them and put them in a pile. She was absolutely thrilled that she had something to contribute. None of us are giftless. We need to listen to others as they help to elicit the gifts that we have that maybe we don't think a lot about or that we think about using very often. But I think that one of the things that gives people the most satisfaction in life, and it is when we share in Christ's divinity the most, is when we use those gifts and talents to give God glory. Hoarding them to yourself is never, ever, ever the answer. They're given for some benefit. Paul tells us, but one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. We are all recipients of those gifts. There's no reward in thinking small, but we give God back what we have. Whether there's somebody better or worse than us, I'm sharing what I have to share. So as we continue to head into this new year, I want you to think about those. And maybe if you're really risky, talk to somebody that you know, might be a spouse, might be a best friend, and say, what are some things that you see in me that are my gifts? We call that gift discernment. See what they say. Well, I think you're this. Or I know I can always count on you for this. Okay? And then go to God and say, how are you asking me to use those things? The issue is most of the time when somebody asks us to use our gifts, we all say, well, I don't have enough time, or I'm not very good. The problem of it is we start at the wrong place. We don't start with I. Where we need to start to say, Lord, what would you have me do in this situation? How do you want me to use this? You know better than I. I'm not as good at this. But look at the prophets. They all turned out to be terrific miracle workers because they simply gave to God what they had. Try it. Take your gifts, listen to them, own them, and act on them. If you do, I'm very confident that will be a happy new year.